combination pill of several different drugs to prevent heart disease is an idea that's existed for decades. One pill instead of a handful is more convenient for a patient. But few companies want to make so-called poly pills. The ingredients of a poly pill are off-patent and relatively cheap. Clinical trials for drugs are expensive, so there's little incentive for pharmaceutical makers, says Dr. Leonello Bautista. He's with UW Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He studied poly pills in Latin America, where heart disease is high.
The issue seems to be that the three medications or the four or five medications that you put in the poly pill, they are all generic products. Basically, any lab could prepare these poly pills.
Bautista says he's aware of poly pill manufacturers in India and Brazil, but none in the U.S. His study found a pill combining aspirin, along with medicine for cholesterol and blood pressure, reduced the lifetime risk of heart disease by 21% in men and 15% in women. At this point, he says benefits appear to outweigh any possible risk of a poly pill.
We need to learn whether combining these three pills results on undesirable complications or side effects. And there have been two or three trials like that, and none of them have shown an increase on side effects.
Bautista's study on polypills was published in the journal Health Affairs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.